Okay, welcome back to YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Hey, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. The road to the Larry O'Brien Trophy, the 2015 NBA Championship, it continues in the conference semifinals. And we are glad to have back in the saddle from one of the writers with Slam Magazine. He is the owner and operates the five-star basketball camp. That is Lee Klein. It's good to have you back. Thank you, Lee.
Great to be back, and we're treated with some, I think, really fun NBA playoff series, and I think that it's still up for grabs who's going to be the team to beat for this June.
Well, I don't want to get off track, but what do you think is the most compelling series so far?
So far, for me, and you know, and it's got to be the Bulls Cavaliers because of the different elements. One, there's the intrigue, what will happen next with Tom Thibodeau and the Bulls. And, of course, the Bulls have some impact free agents. So, you know, will the window close for them? Is this sort of the last chance with this crew? Is Derrick Rose back to being the Derrick Rose that won the MVP? And then for the Cavaliers, as we know, clearly no Kevin Love this series, but what will be the future with Kevin Love and LeBron? So this is sort of two teams with the win now mentality that are sort of battling it out. What's been a fun series.
Well, with the absence of Kevin Love, how much has that impacted the Cavaliers? I mean, obviously they took care of business in game two.
Well, it's put more pressure on LeBron James specifically because it's really forced LeBron out of the comfortable guard position into playing the small forward, moving Tristan Thompson more to four. So it's put LeBron a little bit out of his comfort zone or his most comfortable zone. And it's one less guy that can spread the floor and you know, can score the basketball. So it's definitely a loss. But there, you know, when you've got a great player like LeBron that, you know, has the ability to put the entire team on his back and carry you to win a series, you know, that's what you're hoping for. That's why he's, you know, it's time for him to show why he's the best player in the NBA.
Who comes out of that series on top?
I think Cleveland will find a way. I think they'll find a way. Again, I'm back with LeBron being the best. Time for LeBron. You know, they named the MVP with Steph Curry, deservingly so. Time for LeBron to show that, once again, you know, don't forget, I'm still the top dog in this league.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Lee Klein. He is the contributor with Slam Magazine, and it's good to have him with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Now, the real reason we invited you on, we wanted to back up. Let's talk about the big news out of Oklahoma City last week, the hiring of the Thunder's new head coach in Billy Donovan. Now, you kind of, I can have our producer Joe pull up and pot up the audio from one of our archives because I think you nailed it. You kind of predicted that there'd be a substantial move from the college ranks. You were spot on, Lee.
Well, I was just saying, well, the body language that Coach Donovan had, you know, during the year coaching Florida just did not look like it was fun anymore. It was just time to make a change. I think this is a great opportunity for him and the Thunder. Again, we talk about this window of opportunity. You know, Kevin Durant's a free agent in 2016. This is really, you know, this next season, it's win or bust for the Thunder. And management lost confidence that Scott Brooks was the guy to get it done. So I think they brought the best guy you could possibly in the market. I think Billy Donovan brings a freshness, an exuberance, and then it's going to be a question, you know, whether or not you get, you know, if you could get your best players to buy in and play hard every night, you got a chance in this league. And I think Billy Donovan will do that. And the Thunder will be a team to be reckoned with.
What is the biggest challenge and obstacle that he has to overcome crossing over now on the pro level?
Well, every college coach, I think, learns really quick that you don't have the hammer that you have in college. You know, college, you could say, look, you don't do what I need you to do, I'm not playing you. Well, in the NBA, if you try to do that with the players, you end up without a job because the players, you know, they've got guaranteed contracts and they're bigger brands than the coach. in college, the coaches are the big brands. In the NBA, it's all about the players.
Hey, Lee Klein is with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We're talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder and the new hiring of Billy Donovan. You know, one of my takeaways from watching the press conference is, you know, Billy, he's a humble guy, but you got to love the fact, okay, a championship coach two times on the collegiate level, but he's got a great offensive mind, and you've got two of the elite premier players in the league in KD and Russell Westbrook. It's going to be exciting to watch how he gets them to mesh into his system.
They're fun. They're a fun team to watch just because of the firepower that they're able to have out there on the court. You know, we forget. I mean, Serge Ibaka, who of course was hurt for a large part of this last half of the season, he's a heck of a player as well. So there's a lot of weapons there, and I think Donovan is got some creativity and ability. You know, some of the criticism was, you know, Thunder's not really running stuff under Scott Brooks, and I think that the Donovan's really going to embrace this challenge. He's going to, I think, really wow Westbrook and Durant with different opportunities to get them easy baskets and best utilize the roster. And then, oh, by the way, you know, a couple of former Gators become free agents in I want to say 2016.
Yeah.
So that also might be an attractive place to land to play for your former college coach.
Okay, you've been listening to the voice of Lee Klein, contributor with Slam Magazine. Good to have him with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. And you just have to wonder, you know, we can get into this next week, Lee, just Billy Donovan's departure to the NBA, how much this is going to perhaps hurt college basketball. We're willing to get your perspective and insight on that. Thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk next week. Thank you, Lee.
My pleasure.
That, of course, was Lee Klein, contributor with Slam Magazine. And right now, we want to take time to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup. What an incredible show we have had over the past 2 hours. Tom Pippins with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. Ray Flores, ESPN Chicago, AM 1000. Freddie Coleman, host of the Freddie Coleman Show on ESPN Radio. George Bodenheimer, former ESPN president and cable industry pioneer. And our very own Lee Steinberg, super agent from Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. And, of course, you can listen to him every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell wishing all of you a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. Remember, don't drink and drive. Blessings to you, and we'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the very best in sports, the Big E Sports Show.